It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Greene. Over the past week, we have seen a number of signs that the housing recovery is gaining steam. Data out yesterday showed that existing home sales rose to their highest level in nearly 4 years, while prices were up 14% from a year ago. Retailers Home Depot and Lowe's both reported strong earnings growth, and they attributed that to the housing rebound. And most important for the economy, home builders are hiring on more workers and building more houses. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
At the Katonnet Sawmill in Falmouth, Massachusetts, Tom Adams is watching the power of the housing market come back firsthand. His mill here makes floorboards out of reclaimed wood, like these 100-year-old beams that came out of a shoe factory when it was torn down.
You take the timbers, take all the nails out of them here.
Then a 4-foot-high spinning saw blade slices the timbers into boards, which have the rich golden color of old-growth pine.
Right there, you can see after we take the first cut off with the dark wood and everything, when you get into it, it's beautiful stuff.
Beautiful, but after the housing crash, there was a lot less demand. Not many new homes were getting built. Now, though, that's changed.
You can see it riding down the road. There's more new houses going up than there was.
Nationally, builders are starting construction on 20% more homes than a year ago. Tom Adams says that that's good news for his sawmill. He'd had to cut back his workers' hours.
They were down to 36 hours at the low point in the economy. This year, they've been back up to 45 hours a week. So there's a lot more smiles on faces than there were a few years ago.
This is why housing can play such a powerful role in an economic recovery. As Americans buy more new houses again, first, that's just a lot of money getting spent on each house. But also, economists say that that money has what's called a big multiplier. That's because most of the materials and all the labor are domestic. So most of that money flows back into the pockets of American workers, like the guys working here at the sawmill. And then they can go out and spend more money. And that helps create a good chain reaction of growth in the economy.
I'm building a deck, buying motorcycles, do whatever I can to help.
Oh, you're, so you bought a motorcycle since?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yamaha 2010 R1.
That's Josh Griffiths, who runs the big 40-inch saw blade in the mill. As if operating massive saws didn't spark enough adrenaline, he also drives very fast motorcycles. Across the mill yard, Vincent Pena says he, too, is enjoying a bigger paycheck.
It's a good feeling. Come to work in a better mood and work hard, and you're excited. You got jobs to do, you know. You know, cover everything and still have a little extra to go out on Friday night if you want to, you know. Absolutely.
Home building, starting to bounce back and create jobs like this, is something that the economy, of course, desperately needs.
That's one of the important things that's been missing from this recovery.
That's Bill Wheaton. He's a housing economist at MIT. He says the construction trades have seen a 7% increase in jobs over the past year and a half. But so far, that's still modest when it comes to the kind of bounce back we normally see in housing recoveries. Wheaton, though, thinks that there's a lot more where that came from.
In previous recessions, the downturn in construction was short, and so the recovery was short. It lasted 1 year. You have a big spike. This recovery is going to be much longer lasting because residential construction fell a lot further and stayed down longer.
So the bounce back, Wheaton says, will be longer too. In fact, he thinks the housing market could add a full percentage point of growth to GDP. Now, that might not sound like much, but it would be a very big deal, and it would pull our sluggish recovery out of the doldrums.
Back to a normal recovery, yeah, and I think that could easily last 3 or 4 years.
And there are signs that the housing rebound is gaining more traction. Toll Brothers, one of the biggest home building companies in the country, announced strong earnings yesterday. Still, some economists aren't so bullish on housing, and some others worry that rising interest rates could derail the comeback. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.